This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma was confirmed as the new Secretary of Homeland Security without the support of Colorado's two U.S. senators. Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper voted no, like most Democratic senators. The two have been clear that they believe the department Mullen will lead needs an overhaul and guardrails. That's in the wake of the shooting deaths of two U.S. citizens by federal immigration officials. DHS has been shut down for over a month as Democrats and the White House negotiate reforms. This winter's warm, dry weather is forcing yet another ski area to close early for the season. CPR's Dina Sieg says Sunday will be Monarch Mountain's final day.
That's 2 weeks earlier than planned. It's also a big change from recent winters when spring storms allowed Monarch to extend its season. This winter has been brutal for Colorado's ski industry, with many resorts opening later than usual and most with limited terrain. Last weekend, several ski areas closed early for the season, including Sunlight Mountain in Glenwood Springs and Ski Cooper in Leadville. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Organizers of Mesa County's Cesar Chavez celebration say they're renaming the annual event named for him. The change comes after accusations of sexual assault against the late labor leader. The event in Grand Junction will now be called the Si Se Puede celebration. It means yes, we can. Other cities around Colorado, including Denver, have made similar moves to rename things that once honored Chavez. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's just about 4:06. Glad you're here.